Thank you very much, Sam. We're into our third set of news now. A bit of a sporting flavour, as we can't avoid mentioning the success being enjoyed by the City's football team. And also congratulations to City star Emi Buendia on the birth of his son. Then there are international under 21 honours for some. Swimming and leisure activities also get a look in, as does bike sharing. Kenny McLean knows you can't count your canaries before they hatch, but the Scotland midfielder is confident that Norwich City have what it takes to complete their promotion mission successfully. Sitting 14 points clear of third-place Swansea with 8 games remaining, McLean knows there was little point denying that promotion is close after his third goal of the season during a 1-1 home draw with Blackburn on Saturday the 20th. The 29-year-old is one of the Championship leaders' players now away on international duty before returning to club duty to finish the job with the next 3 games against mid-table teams not yet safe from relegation. We're in a good position. We're not quite saying when it gets done yet, but we're in a good position. There's no doubt about that. We can't try and hide the fact, admitted McLean. 8 games, 8 massive games we'll go into trying to get points. And if we go in with the right attitude, the right mentality, bring our strengths, then we'll do okay, I'm sure.
Todd Cantwell has been called up to the England under 21 squad, joining Norwich City teammates Max Aarons and Oliver Skipp for the European under 21 Championship group stages. Canary supporters were surprised at the attacking midfielder's influential form for the Championship's dominant leaders, after scoring 6 Premier League goals last season, hadn't earned him a Young Lions recall. The Durham-raised ace is 23 years old, but having earned 3 caps during qualifying, he remains eligible for the under-21 Euros, so has been called into the squad by Ailey Boothroyd as a replacement for injured Manchester United forward Mason Greenwood. England faced Switzerland, Portugal and Croatia with all of their games in Slovenia, with the hope of qualifying for the knockout stages, which begin in late May. Cantwell has 5 goals and 4 assists to his name from 25 appearances for City so far this season. While it's good news for the player, his inclusion potentially adds to Daniel Farke's concerns, making it 8 players who could be in international action less than 48 hours before City's game at Preston on Good Friday.
Norwich City midfielder Emi Buendia is celebrating a new arrival. The Argentine playmaker's partner Claudia gave birth to the couple's second child on the 17th of March. The pair have welcomed a second son into the world, who they've named Giovanni, following the birth of their eldest, Tiago, in 2019. The player tweeted, "Giovanni is already with us and we're very happy. So proud of you, my love." While Norwich City tweeted, "Congratulations to Emi and his family on the birth of their second child." The new arrival meant the player, who's continued to impress in the Championship by scoring 10 goals and making 12 assists so far this season, missed City's 2-0 away win at Nottingham Forest. The victory made it 9 wins in a row and put them 10 points clear of promotion rivals.
Swimmers from the City of Norwich Swimming Club and the Norwich Penguins are taking positive action to secure their future following the COVID-19 pandemic by launching a crowdfunding appeal. City of Norwich, the top swimming club in the Swim England East region in 2019 prior to the pandemic, has been hit hard during the last 12 months. Income has significantly decreased while certain costs have increased. Closure of swimming pools, swimmers and families deciding to give up and drop out of swimming, inability to host competitions, increased costs from social distancing measures, which reduces the number of swimmers allowed in a swimming pool, and increased costs from PPE, training and cleaning have all taken their toll on the club, that has provided swimming opportunities for the people of Norwich during the last 90 years. The crowdfunding appeal will help to ensure the club continues to provide swimming opportunities in the future. The club's target is to try to raise £10,000. If successful, there is a possibility that Sport England will match fund this amount.
Cyclists and walkers on a former railway line will be able to enjoy a wider and safer track after a major revamp. The project, which cost just over £300,000, has upgraded an important link on Norwich's Marriott's Way between Gunton Lane and Helston Road. The new 3-metre-wide cycling and walking track along the main path has been built as part of the Transport for Norwich project. The work, which began in January, also saw a new segregated parallel pedestrian cycle crossing, which has been put in place across Helston Road. That replaced an uncontrolled crossing of the busy Marlpit Lane. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, and Chair of the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, said, "We're really proud of this project, which is the first in the country to be completed from the main Transforming Cities Fund wave of national investment. Thanks to these changes, people walking and cycling the route will be enjoying a much safer and more convenient journey through the area from now on."
Users of the city's bike share scheme cycled the equivalent of the distance between the Earth and the Moon in the project's first year, its operator has revealed. Beryl is celebrating a year of operating in Norwich since its launch last March. In that time, its fleet of more than 400 bikes, e-bikes and scooters across the city have been used for 97,000 separate journeys, covering more than 370,000 kilometres in total. Beryl said journey data shows its expansion from regular bicycles to include e-bikes and e-scooters has been pivotal in shifting transport habits to more sustainable models. Chief Executive Philip Ellis said, "Cycling has experienced an exponential boom across the world in the last year, and it's fantastic to see Norwich's enthusiasm for going by bike climb rapidly since our launch in the city. The multimodal approach we have brought to our scheme in the city appears to have helped drive down car usage, with a recent user survey showing 20% of respondents acknowledge they use their private cars less often. In addition to the benefits of exercise to physical and mental health, Beryl said its scheme is helping Norwich to become a greener city.